Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com and get yourself a free rate quote. Of course, as we do every Friday, we got our man Lamar Mitchell from the MGM Grand Racing Sportsbook, the director out there coming on to get us all ready for the weekend worth of betting. And of course, Rob going to be hanging with Lamar.
And wait till he sees the swag that I'm bringing him. The Odd Couple swag, Chris. Some nice stuff. He's a great guy.
Got some nice new swag, man. Huh? Definitely. Got some nice new swag.
Yeah, new swag. You got to go to GetRob.com. But real quick, Chris, before we get into the final hour of the program. So it's Friday night. I'm not cooking tonight. You know, I cook most nights. I don't eat out all the time. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to eat tonight. So this coupon showed up at my door.
Showed up at your door?
You know, a couple weeks ago. You know, in my mailbox. In my mailbox. So it's an Italian place. 50% off this postcard, delivery or takeout, and you got to call them direct.
Okay.
I'm going to eat there. I'm going to give it a shot only because it's 50% off and I didn't know what to do. Have you done that before where you see something and just say, whatever, I'm just going to try it?
Well, the last time I did that was when you took myself and Martin Weiss out and we had to walk like 3 miles and you took us to a hookah bar. Is that a hookah bar?
Yes.
Hookah. And because they had like discounts, I think it was 50% off a steak or buy one, get one free or something.
Basically,
like
right.
That.
So we got four steaks.
You didn't tell us any of that. You just like, hey, we got this great restaurant. Like you had been there several times.
Buy two hookahs, get a steak free.
I will admit, you were saved by the fact that the steak was good.
It was good.
The
it was
food
worth
was
it.
Good. Yes,
but it was two for
was
one.
Good.
I mean,
but
like
the
3 mile
walk was tough.
Yeah, I didn't know where the restaurant was, but yeah, I'm gonna try this place with my coupon. So I'll call and. I'm going to get some pasta, some meatballs.
You were on your...
No. I'm off a little bit. I'm going to get back on.
Because of COVID. Because
I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm doing good.
All right. Well, I've been working out pretty well. I've been on my workout grind, so...
Yeah, but lifting cookies and milk to your mouth, I don't know if that's really a workout. Am I right, Alex?
Well, when you have on wrist weights, it helps.
Oh, okay. I will agree with you, Rob. I think CB needs a layoff of the sweets. Probably
y'all
shout out kidney stones, right, CB?
I do have a sweet tooth.
He has a sweet tooth. I mean, that's all he does is just eat cake and pie and
but
cookies.
See, Rob, he has the advantage, though. CB has his own compound, so he's got like a whole 24-hour fitness in his backyard.
No, you're right. I'm not. You know, I'm a regular Joe. I just
that's
have
what I'm
an
saying,
apartment.
Man. Look at you. We know? Have to work
yeah,
on holidays.
Regular Joe with $700 shoes.
Don't look at the shoes.
I have to climb over people to get out of my building in LA,
right?
You know?
All right, enough said. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And Patriots, Rob, this weekend, big game with Buffalo. I think they're in trouble. But I like Cam Newton's attitude. He called it a must win. He looked in the mirror. He said, I got to be better. They don't accept losing in this county on this team. And I have to do better. I like his attitude, but I just don't think they have enough, Rob. I'd love for him to go out there and play well, you know, but and be within five because I think I'm going with Buffalo, who's favored by four this week. But I just don't see it. I'm sorry. I don't see it.
Yeah, but that's why we play. I mean, there's a lot of games you see. I hear you. Could change your season if they were somehow to upset Buffalo. Buffalo's been scuffling
change
a little bit, Chris.
Both their seasons, yeah.
And it could change. I mean, if they win that game without their two best receivers, and just say Cam just wakes up and out of this slumber, and instead of no touchdowns and five picks the last two games, he has three touchdowns and no picks and runs another one in. Then you go, maybe it was the COVID. Maybe he was just off. You remember when the guy called in and said he had the COVID, Chris, and his memory.
Brain,
remember
what the guy? Brain lock at times or something like brain fog.
Yeah,
brain
he just fog. Said it was brain fog. I mean, we don't know. Knock on wood, we haven't had it. But we don't know the lasting effects of it. I'm just saying. And who knows? Maybe he bounces out of it. So
that said, you willing to bet on that?
No, I'm not. I told you that. I mean, there's games I'm going to stay away from, but it's not inconceivable. I picked last night the Panthers at home coming off a loss.
You
thinking
put
that
money,
the Falcons,
shekels on that?
I put shekels. I lost. Ooh, I lost 100 ooh. Shekels yesterday.
Ooh, 100 shekels is like $2,000.
You know, so now I don't know if I can send my kid to college when I have it. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at.
Your baby making days are over, sir.
No, they're not.
I don't know if you knew that, but
Are you kidding? I can still
make
babies.
That's the word on the streets.
Is that?
All right, let's go, Rob. Stick with football, but Brett Favre came out today. Very controversial move by Brett. And he says that he is voting for Donald Trump. And he put it out on Twitter. He was trending. I'm sure he's probably still trending. But a lot of people didn't like it. Obviously, this is the most polarizing election in my lifetime.
Absolutely. And it's volatile. There's a lot of things you could say about this and how people feel. This is a moment in American history, Chris. It just is. And it'll be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. But you have to pick a side. There's no, like, lukewarm. Would you agree with that? There's no lukewarm.
Well, I don't like either guy. So I'm lukewarm on these dudes.
No, but I'm talking
really
about.
I don't like either guy.
Yeah, but I'm talking about for the like, people on where they are as far as you know, what this election means. I mean, this is two polar opposites of right. The direction of the country. That's what I'm saying. It's like, right.
you had some strong feelings about this, and go ahead and share.
No, my biggest thing is I think that it's not to have someone pick somebody who's different from the party that you're attached to or the candidate that you like. I just think this is different. I really do. I think because of Trump's personality, and we're not going to get political about political beliefs, but I think there's something different. This isn't about, Chris, Democrat and Republican. It just isn't. This is different. I can remember when George Bush was president. I'm talking about the son, not the daddy. And even when I talk about George W. Bush, the father, you know what stands out about his presidency, Chris? He was only a one-term president. But when he sent the special prosecutor in the Rodney King trial, remember when the cops beat Rodney King and it was on video?
Yep.
I remember that. And I remember that you know, the riots in L.A. and all that. And right. I never had a – it might not have been my political taste, but I didn't have a dislike. And I think that this is different. This is not Republican or Democrat. So the thing that's interesting to me here – is when people find out, say if you were a Brett Favre fan or any kind of athlete on any side, because we've seen the pushback to LeBron, shut up and dribble, we don't care about your political views, we don't want to hear from you, be quiet, blah, 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 blah. That's what they say. But when Brett Favre stands out there and says, look at me, or Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus or Jay
Lil
Cutler.
Wayne.
Who?
Lil Wayne
or whatever, it's okay. It's okay for those guys. You think anybody, and I'm just going to say this in general, on the right-wing media network, no matter which one you listen to, Chris, anyone down Brett Favre for saying he's voting for Donald Trump?
Well, not on the right-wing network, but the left-wing ones certainly are.
No, but I'm saying on the right-wing, but they're the ones who also bash the LeBron James is what I'm saying. Athletes shouldn't be a part of it. That's what I'm talking about.
I think that's a good point that you're making. Because, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm just going to be honest. And you people who listen to this show know that I am a proponent of African-American athletes in particular speaking out and using their platform to fight for racial equality. I think we need that as African-American people because of the situation we're in. Those are our most beloved, most well-connected, wealthiest, most influential individuals in the country who are black. So we do need, I wish they didn't have to, but we need them to. But I'm going to be honest. I like it when athletes speak out when I agree with them. And I'm going to keep it real, Rob. When I don't agree with them, like when I'm really passionate about something, if I'm iffy, if it's, you know, I'm not a Trump supporter, but I don't like Biden either. So I'm not pressed about Brett Favre. You vote for who you want. I actually have friends. It's some people are down ditching friends because of who they vote for. I'm not. I got friends black and white voting for Trump, and I got friends black and white voting for Biden. And I'm not feeling either guy, so I'm not pressed about it. But when I'm passionate about something, and if an athlete keeps beating it, oh, you know, every time he wins something or he's on camera, he's talking about it, it would bother me. I'm just going to be honest. Now, some people say, oh, that's not good. But that's how I feel.
No, be honest.
You know, and if, like I said, if I'm really against something and somebody keeps, you know, every time they're on, they're beating that drum and every time I turn on the game, I got to see it, then I would get bothered by it. I haven't seen that often, but I'm just saying this. I'm just being honest that I would feel that way in a certain situation.
So if you idolize somebody and a lot of people get their feelings hurt when they find out, that's why a lot of people suppress and hide. I won't spend my money on certain things. Like if I disagree with a person, you won't get my money. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I won't. That's just how I. You could do whatever you want. I'm not going to bash you, Chris, for your beliefs or what you want to do, but you just won't get my money. That's how I deal with it. I'm not trying to change you or tell you you shouldn't vote for somebody or whatnot, but I wonder if when it comes to athletes and if you have a Brett Favre jersey, just imagine you have a Brett Favre jersey, you love them with the Packers, and now all of a sudden you hear this and you're the big-time anti-Trump guy. Can the two exist, or do you take that jersey and say, I can't wear this anymore? Because there is that. I've heard that where people go like, dude, I'll never wear that jersey. I'll never buy another one of these guys' albums. I'll never watch his talk show again. You know what I mean? Ever.
I think, like you said it. If the guy is a big-time anti-Trump, then you probably would feel that way. You know, it really all depends on your level of passion about it.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, I'm sure LeBron may have lost some fans over some of the stances he's taken.
Not you know he did. It's not even a guess. Come on.
Right.
There are people who hold it against him. But LeBron, and here's the other part, as athletes, I'm not against people. Athletes are people first, Chris. They're concerned citizens. They have a right to be involved in the political process. I disagree with people who don't think they do. They have families. They have kids. They have people that they care about. And there's no way that they should sit by the sidelines. An NFL or NBA owner can go and give millions and millions of dollars to these guys, right? Yep. And you're going to tell me that the NBA player has to be quiet because he could possibly influence people or bring something to life. I don't agree with that.
There's hypocrisy on both sides. Like you said, the right wing told LeBron,
shut up.
And
we don't want to hear about it, but they wouldn't tell Brett Favre that.
Exactly.
Because Brett Favre was giving them the message they want.
Who came out, you know, maybe a month or so ago. I can't remember who it was, but it was another athlete. I think he came out and said something pro Trump. And, you know, they didn't say anything. So they're right. But on the other hand, the other side's just as hypocritical. Because now you got some rappers coming out for Trump, 50 Cent, Lil Wayne, Kanye West. And now the left is jumping all over them like they don't want them. Who are they to say? What are they? They're killing them. And I'm like, you telling them the same thing. Shut up and rap. Shut up and entertain us.
Yeah.
So I
haven't seen them tell people that they should shut up and rap.
Oh, they're getting destroyed on Twitter.
By who? By fans, you mean? I mean, I haven't seen
fans. People on Twitter putting videos and all that stuff. But here's what I said. And I said, I would be, like, if I was really staunchly against something and I saw an athlete just, you know, beating us over the head with it, I would get tired of it. But the one thing I would not do, Rob, is say he doesn't have the right to say what he wants to say.
I don't agree with that. Shut up and play.
I would never say that because you're absolutely right. I might disagree. I might turn off the TV, right? I might not like him anymore. But he does have a right to say what he wants to say. And so that's where I would, you know, he's got the right to do it. All right, let's see. This would be an interesting one, Rob. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. How does it make you feel when an athlete that you root for has a political belief that you strongly disagree with? Do you do away with the guy? Or do you still feel comfortable rooting for him? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What you know about the Gap Band, man?
I'm wearing Gap right now.
They were dope. Yeah, I know Rob know about the Gap. Gap
That's a place I don't go shopping at. Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare you, Rob?
I'm sorry.
You know presidential candidate Kanye West would be upset with you right now.
You still shopping
at the
Gap?
Yeah, what if a guy came out pro-Kanye, Rob?
Yeah, what's up with that?
The president.
Yeah,
all right.
I'll believe it when I see it.
We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. We're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Let's get to it. 877-99 on Fox. Good one right here. If one of your favorite athletes had political views that were just really staunchly opposed to yours, or social views, whatever, and he was outspoken, would that turn you off to the point where you couldn't root for him anymore?
All right, Nick in South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Hey, I absolutely wanted to get in on this because I'm a big LeBron fan, but I'm also a conservative. He doesn't just talk a bunch of nonsense. He's out there trying to take action and change a culture the way he envisions it. And that's what I respect about him. Even though our politics don't line up, he does things to make change. He empowers people around him. He makes underrepresented groups believe they can achieve something. And he's actually going out there educating the importance of voting in the African-American community. So it's people like him that actually take action that I agree with. Athletes like Eric Reed, that I can't get along with because they just don't really do anything. It's just a lot of nonsense.
In your opinion, Nick, you don't know what he does. I think that's not fair to just say that. I don't think
Reed's doing as much.
But you don't know what he's doing. Nick couldn't recite
anything. But from what's been reported.
I think you got to be careful.
He ain't doing close to what LeBron is.
I didn't say that.
I can say that.
But that doesn't mean he's not doing, in his own neighborhood, Chris, or with his own people.
Well, I'm sure he does good things
here and there. That's all I'm saying. You
know,
be careful.
From what we know,
everybody doesn't have to hand out a press release. Everybody doesn't get the coverage. It doesn't mean that they're not doing their own thing.
Bill, of course, we don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Bill in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, fellas. Appreciate you taking my call, man. I like to listen to you guys, hear what you got to say.
Thank you.
And that kind of feeds into it, you know, like Chris was saying about the hypocrisy going on. You know, if I don't agree with what Rob's saying, I don't turn off the radio or cut him out because I'm kind of interested in what he has to say. And that goes hand-in-hand with the sports guy. Same as the last call. I'm a huge Laker fan since day one, and I don't agree with LeBron's politics, but I would never, you know, root against him or cut him out of the life. The only thing I think they need to realize sometimes is what turns people off is, like me, I turn in to watch basketball. You know, I don't tune in for politics. That's my downtime, my away time to just get away from the world and watch.
Bill, I'm glad you brought that up because I want to ask you. Bill, did you turn the TV off when the NFL has a breast cancer awareness week or they wear the pink cleats and they sell the pink merchandise to raise money? Do you turn it off?
I don't ever turn it off, even if LeBron...
No, but I'm asking you that. What does that have to do with football? Why don't people have a problem with that? I'm just asking you.
It's probably the league as a whole, not just one particular person.
But it has nothing. I mean, for the people say, I only want sports. It's escapism. I don't care about the causes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
I agree with you 100%. But like me as a fan, I don't turn it off regardless. I just, like, if that was the question, would you cut them out or turn them off for something you didn't want to hear about?
Right.
I don't turn it off.
Okay.
But
a lot of people use that as a reason that they don't want it. Oh, that's not what I turned on football for. That's all I'm asking.
I think he brought up a good point. We're so polarized right now that we can't discuss. Like, neither side wants to listen to the other. And we got whole networks dedicated to one point of view. Without really, you know, I mean, they'll bring on people here and there, but for the most part, we're so polarized, we have trouble discussing things with people that disagree with us. You know what I'm saying? And I think these callers is good. They disagree with LeBron's politics, but they still like him as an athlete. So
these are nice guys. There are people who also don't. You know what I mean? We're getting nice people who can look at it. Let's just go to Chad in Cincinnati real quick. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chad?
Hey, what's up, OG? What's up, Chris?
What up,
so,
man?
Hey, real quick, you know, growing up in inner city Cincinnati, going to Fisk University, I've been able to travel. You know, I'm 39 years old, class of 99 in high school. I mean, you can't really expect people who are not African-American to really understand our struggle in if we do by chance run into those people along in life who understand our struggle, God bless them. But a lot of these people could care less about what we've gone through as a people and what obstacles we've had to overcome as African Americans. So it's like a lot of them are looking to sports for entertainment purposes, and they don't care about the adversity and the crime and the black police killings. They don't even care about it, and they never care. So I detach myself from getting emotional about politics because I'm going to make a way for myself anyway, regardless who's president, because we have the power in our hands with the faith in the Lord to do what we have to do to put ourselves in position. So,
all right.
That's the way I see it.
Good comment, all right. Chad.
All appreciate right. you.
Yep.
From the Queen City.
We got Lamar Mitchell, of course, coming up next to give us the rundown for this weekend. So get your pens and your pads ready and be ready to make some money. That's coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, and we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Hit it! You know who's rolling through. When you hear the funky music, that's right. The race and sports book director at the MGM Grand. He will be hanging around showing Rob Parker a good time this weekend.
I wish I
could join him. It's our main man, Lamar Mitchell. What's up, man?
Fellas?
What's
How you
happening?
Doing? How you guys doing?
Hey, Lamar, I'm going to be there this time. I'm not taking Jet Brown, so I'll be there.
All right, looking forward to seeing you.
Lamar, don't let him get you in trouble, man. Stay clear of those.
It's Halloween, you know. All the freaky stuff could happen, you know.
Yeah, no, that's I'm not right. coming y'all with a costume. Hang, what's that's
so y'all
right.
gonna be hanging on Halloween, huh?
It's Halloween night.
Wow. All right. Well, here we go. All right, Lamar, let's get to it, man. Good weekend of football. One of the games I'm really excited about watching is the Raiders against the Browns, but a little bit of my excitement's been doused when I heard that they're going to be playing in a torrential rainstorm, 40-mile-per-hour winds. Going to be crazy up there. Are you seeing that fear of inclement weather playing out at the betting window, and how much of an impact does the loss of Odell Beckham Jr. have on the line as well?
Well, the actual point spread side, we haven't seen that much, but the total, they bet that total down to 3 points. So, yeah, we're seeing people agree with you that, you know, that weather is going to be a big factor in this game. But pretty much everybody, this is a pretty evenly bet game. Raiders offense, Browns offense, Raiders defense not as good as we had hoped it to be. But the Browns defense, you know, they're pretty solid. So even with Beckham out, bettors are betting both sides, but they're betting the total under pretty big.
All right. Lamar, then another game that people are looking forward to, the Rams this Sunday and Dolphins. Tua's first start in the NFL, but the Rams are currently going off as a 3.5-point road favorites. What kind of action are you seeing on this? And do you think the line would have been different if Ryan Fitzpatrick was starting instead?
Yeah, we've seen the Sharps bet this game under big time because, you know, figuring it's Tua's first start, maybe they're not going to put up as many points combined between both teams. If Fitzmagic had started, the line probably would have been 2.5, somewhere around there, we think, is what the line would have been. But since, you know, the rookie's getting his first start, we did open it at 4. Now they bought it back a little bit, so it's at 3.5 right now.
Looking at the board, one game that stands out to me is the Chiefs against the Jets. Now, Kansas City opened up as 21-point favorites, and right now they're 19.5-point favorites. Look, I know the Jets are horrific, but 20 right. points, I mean, that is huge in the NFL. Where are the Sharps at on this one?
You know what? This is a game that the Sharps tend to stay off, although, you know, they did open a little bit higher, bought it back up, bought it back down. So now we're solid at 19.5. But in these games where the spread is so massive like this, the underdog is really, in the last four matchups, we've seen the underdog is 3-1 when you're talking about a spread of 19 or more. So this is a game that, you know, the public is all over money-wise, but the Sharps, they kind of tend to stay off of this game because, you know, 19.5 is a big number to cover, even as horrendous as the Jets might be.
Right. All right, let's move to the Sunday night game. Eagles opened up as 3-point favorites against the Cowboys, and the line has already jumped all the way to the Eagles minus 11. Is that the public money, sharp money, both that made the line jump like that? Or Andy Dalton?
That's the Andy Dalton factor right there, because now you have that rookie quarterback, the seventh rounder going. So that's really – the sharps did jump on it too. We opened it after initially, you know, the short line, we opened it at 9 and they bought it up to 11.5. So the sharps have just been pounding this. And even the public's on this 10 to 1 ticket count in favor of the Eagles, because no one feels that the Cowboys can do anything offensively or defensively, especially now that you don't have a veteran quarterback back there.
Lamar Mitchell, Racing Sportsbook Director at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, joining the iCouple. Lamar, of course, everybody knows the game of the week is Pittsburgh against Baltimore. The Ravens opened up as 6.5-point favorites, but now it's all the way down to 4.5. And, you know, as the last unbeaten team, I was a little surprised to see the Steelers as such big underdogs. Do the bettors not fully believe in Pittsburgh, or does this say more about them being in on Baltimore?
Well, a little bit of both, because, I mean, even though the money is on the Ravens, the actual ticket count, which the Joes are on, they're on the Steelers. You know, the Steelers being that public team, they're all on them But we've taken some pretty sizable bets from the sharps on the Ravens. So that's why that number is surprisingly high. And I agree with you. I think, you know, as an unbeaten team, a rivalry game, you know, these guys always play to within a field goal. So, you know, if you're a bet man on these teams when they're playing and they're healthy, you always should take the dog in this rivalry game.
All right, last one from me, Lamar. We opened up talking about Cam Newton saying that this Sunday's game against Buffalo is being a must-win. How much action are you seeing on the Patriots winning this game straight up, or are the bettors just completely off the Patriots after the last 3 weeks?
No, your second statement is right there, Rob. They're off the Patriots. I mean, 5-1 ticket count. Money's all Bill's way. Nobody has any faith in the Patriots right in this ship right now, even though you have a former MVP in Cam Newton going. They just haven't looked right, and that's what the bettors are doing. They're betting the team that looks right. They think this Bills, this is their division, and it's on the road in a hostile environment, even though there's no fans or limited fans. They're still betting the Bills.
Speaking of Lamar, limited fans.
Lamar, the over-under on lap dances for Rob is 3.5.
Oh, wow.
Where are you at on that one? Where does
I got to bet that over.
Over
is a huge favorite. Over is a huge favorite.
You know, hey, when I get off the plane, they hear I'm coming to town, there'll be a limo waiting for me to take me straight to the strip club.
Absolutely, right to the club, right?
Exactly.
Places open? Are those places open?
No.
They're not open. They're not open.
All right. But, Chris, if you get an approval on your MasterCard, almost anything is open to you. I want you to know. Lamar, I can't wait to see you, my man. Thank you.
All right, looking forward to see you, too.
Have a good time. One of these days, I'm going
to
get out there and see you, Lamar. But
have
a good time
with
Rob this weekend. All right, that's our man Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director. The Pigskin Pickoff is next. Rob and Chris, Odd Couple, keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Rob, quick question for you. Who is the second best Jackson in the Jackson 5 or, you know, Jackson family?
Janet. No, out of the Jackson 5?
No. I mean, the whole family. If you would have said anything else, I was going to be like, yes, it's definitely Janet.
No, it's Bubbles.
It's definitely Janet.
No, it was Bubbles.
There's not even a close second.
All right,
Jermaine,
let's go.
You know,
we gotta go.
Let's get serious, but no. You worried?
Rob G.?
All right, let's do it. Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right. It is the Pigskin Pickoff. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. I must say, I do appreciate when you guys are worried about the clock. Thank you, Rob Parker. That never happens.
Rob's flight must be soon. He's going straight to the airport.
Well, this segment is taped because I'm already on the freeway. No, I'm kidding.
All right. You know how it is. I got 5 games you guys are picking
how
against
we do
the
last
spread.
Week?
You guys didn't pick last week, remember? You were both off.
Oh, so we did. We didn't
count that.
No.
Let's not mention what you did 2 weeks ago because that was
no,
all bad.
No. We already all passed that. Yeah.
But this is a new week. You guys can either fade their action or just ride them all the way to the bank. It's up to you. We're going to open it up. Raiders at the Browns. We talked about this one with Lamar. Browns 2.5-point home favorites in a torrential rainstorm. Chris Broussard, who do you like?
It's a tough one, but I'm going to go with the Browns. Obviously, they're going to be lean heavily on the running game and that type of weather, which is one of their strengths. Now, I know, you know, Josh Jacobs and Oakland got or Las Vegas got a nice running game too, but I'm going with Cleveland in this one.
I'm going to go with the Raiders. They bounce back after that COVID bad game. And also, there's no Chubb and no OBJ. I'm going to go with the Raiders for road.
I knew there was a reason I like Rob Moore.
I'm just saying.
It's a good job by you. All right, we move on. Cam Newton and the Patriots in a must win, according to him. Too bad they're a 4-point road underdogs against the Buffalo Bills. Rob Parker, who do you got? Bills -4 or the Patriots?
I just can't. I mean, I would like to see Cam and them upset them. Betting-wise, I got to pick the Bills. It's just that simple. No two top receivers out. I just can't see it.
Yeah, I'm going with Buffalo on this one. I feel very confident in this, too.
dynamite analysis there, Chris. Move on. Game number three. Jets at the Chiefs. Again, Chiefs 19.5 point home favorite. That's a huge number. Chris, who do you like?
That is scary because, I mean, golly, you know, anything could happen and, you know, you let up a little bit or whatever. But I'm going with Kansas City. The Jets are horrible. Kansas City, I just think they're going to – Mahomes going to have a huge day. I got the Chiefs.
I can't bet Jets. So I'm taking Kansas City. I have a couple shekels down in Vegas on this one. I'm just going to go – and go against that. That's too many points for a pro team, but I'm going to go with Kansas City.
This feels like a game where they're up by 28 points and then a couple of garbage time
touchdowns.
How
it is. That's always the bad part.
That's what happens.
Yeah, scary.
All right, we move on. Game number four, the Pigskin Pickoff, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. The Rams, 3.5 point road favorites in Miami, and Tua's first start against the Dolphins. Rob, what do you like?
I'm going to go with the Rams. First game for Tua, you know, figuring it all out. Could be some glitches. Maybe they fall behind early in the first half. I'm going to go with the Rams.
Look, it's tough because the Rams got that flight, obviously, cross country, and it's a 1 o'clock start. That's always tough for the West Coast team. However, Tua's first start, that Rams defense, that defensive line is going to be, he's going to be running for his life all game long. I am going with the Rams.
I believe this will be the fifth time the Rams have made that trip already this season. So this is crazy.
Are you serious?
Crazy
yes, sir. Schedule. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I think they're 3-1.
They should be used to it.
Last game, Steelers at the Ravens. Ravens, 4-point home favorites in the game of the week. Chris Broussard, do you like?
Well, I think Baltimore will win, but I think it'll be close. Pittsburgh played them close the first game last year, of course, without Roethlisberger. So I think Pittsburgh, I'm taking Pittsburgh and the points because I think it's going to be, they lose by 3 or less. So I got Pittsburgh and the points.
I'm going to take the Ravens. I'll give the 4 points. I just think Pittsburgh hadn't been 6-0 since 1978. When have they been 7-0? I don't think they'll win, and I think they'll lose by a touchdown.
All right, there it is. The Pigskin Pickoff, Rob and Chris. Wrapping up a funky Flashback Friday plus a full week. We want you guys to go out, have a great weekend. Be safe out there. Wear your mask. And we will be with you guys next week. Peace.